We finally repaired the steps we used when we first approached this bunker. While I'm finishing breakfast, Sebastian does the last of the final additions to secure the steps, making sure they don't fall apart again. I'm glad for his resourcefulness. Otherwise, we'd have been stuck down here. Sebastian's still a little depressed from what I told him earlier, and I understand where he's coming from. Thinking about it a bit more helps me understand his feelings. If he had said that to me, I'd probably be devastated. No, I would be devastated. I console him as he hammers away at the steps, assuring him that it's me and not him who needs time. He knows that I love him with everything that I am. In any event, he convinces me that I needn't worry about silly visions when we have more pressing matters to attend to. He isn't going anywhere, and as long as we stay hidden from the coven, we will be safe. We say our goodbyes to the IHP and shut off all power to the bunker. The last thing we want is for someone to discover this place. We make our way up the steps and through the tunnel. The latch hasn't been opened since we got here and is now rusted shut. We can tell it's raining outside from the droplets that hit the gateway. Sebastian pries the latch open after a couple of tugs. He interlinks his fingers so I can use his hands to propel myself up and out. The second I put my right foot in the palms of his hands, he throws me up into the air, out of the tunnel. As I glide through the air, terrified, I see him jump out right behind me, and then he catches me before we both land on the ground. My heart is racing, and I look at him, shocked. "You like tossing me around like a doll, don't you?" I joke. "I had no choice. The step that I fixed was about to break again. I knew we should have used steel instead of wood." He puts me down, and we look around at the destruction of my father's once beautiful kingdom. The IHP allowed us to see holographic images of this place before the war. It was more splendid and mesmerizing than Varinia. Now, all that remains are broken stones, metal, dirt, and rubble. It's a gloomy gray sight I'm glad my mother never had to witness. It's raining all around us, sinking the rubble into the ground, filling the mud like a giant moat. Using his gifts, Sebastian diverts the rain away from us so we don't get wet. "I can't take the sight of this," he says, looking around at all the destruction. He parts the clouds away from this former kingdom, closes his eyes, and concentrates. I can sense what he's going to do, and I don't want him to exert himself to such an extent so soon. "You don't have to do this now, Sebastian. This can wait until later." He looks at me with eyes a golden yellow. "I'll be okay," he says. I hold my wrist up to his lips. "Take some before you do this. You need to be at your strongest." He bites into me and drinks, causing me to gape. It always feels so good. He releases his fangs and tells me to crouch down on the ground so I'm not caught in the winds. "Be careful, my love. You've never extended your powers so far before," I caution him. He smiles before going into a trance. The winds engulf his body, lifting him up to the center of these lands right above me. He looks so godlike. I can't believe vampires have such powers. And to think, his father is much stronger than him. He extends his arms outward, forcing the gust of wind surrounding him to blow out in all directions, sweeping clean all the rubble and depressing destruction for miles. "Sebastian!" I scream, shielding my face from all the dust and rocks flying around me. He cannot see or hear me. His eyes are closed, and the wind is causing too much noise. The stones fly, the water dries, and the rubble clashes against any hard surface it collides with. He's clearing the way for Dragoyus to be built anew, wiping clean the destruction caused by the coven. I know he can't keep this up for long. He's overexerting himself, and I don't want to see him hurt. "Sebastian, that's enough!" I shout, but the winds are far too powerful for him to hear me. I pull up the strength to connect with what little mind thought we have left. "Sebastian, enough now. Please come back to me," I say, hoping he hears me. The winds die and the dust subsides. Sebastian's skin grows pale as he falls from his elevated position back down to me. I catch him just before he can land on the rubble under our feet. He's exhausted himself to the point of near death. Without hesitating, I remove the black cotton and lace collar from around my neck and plant his face into me. Drink, Sebastian.